I think that Job was great. I really do think he was. Really, in the end, he pulled through. But there's a few things he says, which, you know, admittedly, he says them under extreme stress. Now, I feel bad sort of picking over his words, as it were. But I think that it's worth mentioning this. Because at least, well, in three chapters at least that I want to talk about, Job 6, Job 10, Job 13, Job seems to excuse himself, particularly his use of language, his use of angry, frustrated words about God, on the basis of his idea that it was sort of inevitable that his situation had forced him to say this. He says, does the wild donkey bray when he has grass? Or does the ox low over his fodder? He fell into the trap, I think, of thinking that his terrible situation somehow allowed him to speak whatever words came into his head. He felt he hadn't been fed, and so he was entitled to bray and to low like a donkey, like a wild donkey, over his misfortune. So because of the weight of his sufferings, he seems to justify the fact that, he says in Job 6, verse 3, therefore have my words been rash. Yes, I spoke rashly with my lips, but then I was under pressure. You think of Moses, who spoke inadvisedly with his lips, we read in the Psalms, when he was provoked again by Israel, but because of that, he was not allowed to enter into Canaan. God didn't say, there you are. Not a worry, yeah, you're under pressure. God did judge him for those words. He says in Job 7, verse 11, therefore I will not refrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. He says, I'm not going to control my mouth. I'm not going to make any attempt to control my words because of the anguish that I've got. Now, Job 11, I will give free course to my complaint. Job 10, verse 1. I'll give free course to my complaint. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. Well, I'm bitter and I'm upset, and so I shall talk and it will just come out. And that's it. And tough if you don't like what I'm saying. Job 21, verse 4. Why should I not be impatient? Now, I think it's lovely the way that God actually says, you've heard of the patience of Job. This is in James 5. And yet he says, I'm not impatient. I'm not patient. I'm impatient. And why should I not be impatient? Job 23, verse 2. Today is my complaint bitter because my stroke is heavier than my groaning. In other words, put up with me groaning and put up with what I'm saying, because actually that's a small response to the greatness of the stroke that has hit me. He says in Job 13, verse 19, if I hold my peace, I will give up the spirit. In other words, I've got to speak. I've got to say these words that I'm saying because I'll die unless I speak. Which wasn't, of course, true. You won't die just because you control your words. So he feels that the situation he was in forced him to use the words that he did, and he justifies it. Now, I'm sure we've all done the same. We justify the use of bad language. We justify, or at least I do anyway, justify the blowing off or whatever, because I was under pressure. And this is all a kind of situational ethic that, poor me, I was in the situation, so I had to do it. Well, actually, all sin is pretty much like that. Look at people who commit murder. A lot of them would say, well, I didn't sort of intend to, but you see, I got caught up in a situation, and so I did. There has to be self-control. There has to be a clamping down on our own mouth and our own actions and, of course, our own thoughts. In the end, God, I think through Elihu, does rebuke Job for his wrong words, and Job himself recognizes this. He says in Job 40, I am vile, I will lay my hand upon my mouth. In other words, he regrets his words. Job 42, 6, wherefore I loathe, I hate my words, and I repent. So the RV margin says, I loathe my words. And yet, when he was saying them, he'd been saying, as we've looked in these passages in various parts of Job, poor me, I have to say this. I have no option but. And at the end, he realizes that that was not the case. He hangs his head and admits that there was no justification for speaking in the way that he had done. Now, I think especially in this matter of our tongue, and I absolutely apply this to myself, we can so easily justify ourselves. I only said it, I only did it or didn't say it because. And it's also childlike. And we just have to face up to the fact that we do slip so easily into this situational ethic that, poor me, you know, I have to be like this. It is not my fault that that I am like this. And so you think back to what God said to Cain when he is thinking about killing Abel, quite clearly, when his sacrifice is not accepted because and Abel's is, and because of that he feels like he wants to kill Abel, and God says to him, sin is crouching at the door, but you can have mastery over it. Now that is a ladder with which to reach the stars. You can have mastery. We are not doomed to sin. Sin in that sense is not inevitable. Now if you say, ah yes, so is it possible to be perfect, theoretically? Well, I'm not interested in that discussion because the fact is we've all sinned, and that's a pointless and fruitless discussion, I think. The reality is we have all sinned, but for every sin, we must take full culpability and not allow ourselves to slip into the thinking that, poor me, I had a hard life, I had this, this happened, and that happened, so poor me. And as I say, with Job, this was particularly the case in his use of language, which he later realizes was wrong. I loathe my words. When at the time, he was saying, look, you know, this is pretty mild, what I'm saying, compared to the stroke that has come upon me. Why shouldn't I talk like this? So it's a real challenge to us.